keep the shiny new gems. Forgo PlayStation 5. If you want to give a really popular holiday gift, think food. And if you need a little help in your thinking, Here and Now's resident chef Kathy Gunst is just the person to plant some ideas. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Lisa.
So giving cookies and some other kind of treat is a tradition for many people this time of year. I wonder if you think, though, that that has changed with the pandemic and we'll just have to go with the PlayStation 5.
Well, I think probably whatever, your 8-year-old's probably not going to appreciate getting cookies instead of their favorite new toy. However, many people have been spending a lot more time in their kitchens during this pandemic, and this is a great time to kind of show off what you've learned. If you've been mastering sourdough, make bread, if you've gotten great at cookies or sauces, to give a gift of food is, it's going to sound like such a cliche, but it is an act of love to create something in your kitchen, wrap it up, and give it to someone that you love. For me, as a cook and a food writer, it is the ultimate gift and the ultimate way to share. And I always include the recipe with the gift so that it can be repeated and carried on.
Ah, that's a great idea. And we should tell people we're going to include the recipes that you're going to talk about on our website here in now.org. So first off, a new shortbread recipe that you want to tell us about.
Yeah, I mean, we tend to go straight to sugar and sweets. And I wanted to try to create something that was cookie-like but savory. So this is a shortbread that's made with sharp cheddar cheese, fresh rosemary, and chili peppers. So it's cheesy and it's crumbly, but it's also got a little bite right at the end from the chili flakes. It's quite easy to make, and the aromatic, woodsy, fresh rosemary just permeates this cookie. And it's equally good with champagne or holiday wine as it is with morning coffee or afternoon tea.
And what if you still crave something sweet to give as a gift? I know there's always sweet shortbread, but what are your other suggestions?
Yes, we do crave sweet things around this time of year. In fact, if you look at pictures on Instagram and social media, it looks like a sugar frenzy. My ritual every year is I make butter crunch, which sounds a lot more complex than it is. You boil sugar and butter and let it caramelize. You let it cool. And then I spread the caramel with dark chocolate and toasted pistachio nuts. And then I sprinkle on some coarse sea salt. And the butter crunch will last for close to 2 weeks. And no one has ever not adored that gift. It is a gift I give year after year, and I never get tired of making it. I also talked several months ago during a piece we did about miso, about a miso caramel sauce. This would be a wonderful gift to give. Again, boiling butter and sugar, but then it gets this umami pow of miso paste. Really different, and it can be used in so many ways. We also will link you to a hot fudge sauce for ice cream that will keep for several weeks. So you can go sweet or savory.
Kathy Gunst, for those who feel as I do that there's no way what comes out of your kitchen is going to be the same as what comes out of my kitchen, where would you go if you want to get a nice gift of food that somebody else makes?
Yes. Well, I know that these are wonderful whether you love to cook or not. There is a wonderful series of condiments from Aurea's Malaysian Kitchen. These are sambals, and in Southeast Asia, sambal is as common as American ketchup. She produces a hot chili sambal with fresh ground chilies and spices and a lime leaf sambal. And then there's also a salted caramel kaya, which is a rich coconut spread that's spread on toast or can be used with pancakes and waffles. Another great choice is a bakery, a virtual bakery. Azaris Bellamy from Blondery makes the most perfect blondie. And her goal in her bakery is, quote, to make a profession that's a better place for women and people of color. And she is producing these moist, rich, perfect bites of pecans and salted caramels on a blondie. And the way she packages these things, it's a wonderful gift.
And how about some boutique olive oils that I've heard you talk about?
Yeah, there's a farm in Northern California, Brightland. The owner comes from a family of salt farmers in South India, and she has created really buttery, just delicious olive oils. There's a basil olive oil, high in antioxidants. They also have a high smoke point, so you can cook with it or drizzle it on your salads. And that's wonderful. There's also some fabulous salt, sea salt, coming out of Duxbury, Mass., a woman-owned company, and fabulous cheeses from Vermont, Jasper Hill Farms. Just creamy, and cheesemakers have been hit really hard this year. Also, restaurant gift certificates. Restaurants are struggling so much. Buy someone a certificate, help the restaurant and a friend.
And we will have all of Kathy Gunst's suggestions and her recipe for cheddar cheese, rosemary, and chili shortbread at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Lisa. Thank you.